Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Bottomley. Batting seventh. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ollie Bijma. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Tommy Thomas. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting third. The right fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Whitehead. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Whitehead. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry strikes out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball four. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters strikes out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe takes first base on ball four. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a pop-up towards first. Bottomley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Radcliffe moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West takes first base on ball four. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. West moves to third. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. West scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Len Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehead fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clift is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead takes first base on ball 4. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bijma reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 1 in the game. Soltis hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. West strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonura hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Soltis. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Appling reaches second base with a double. Bonura scores. It's Browns, 1, White Sox, 1. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Appling moves to third. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. Soltis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Appling scores. Dykes moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bottomley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hemsley takes first base on ball 4. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0-for-1 in the game. Bijma hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hemsley moves to second. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The throw from Grubb to pick off Hemsley, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Radcliffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosenthal hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rosenthal. Larry reaches second base with a double. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Clift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry moves to third. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-2 in the game. Soltis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-2, Browns. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, West hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bottomley hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bonura hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Hemsley takes first base on ball 4. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bijma hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Hemsley moves to second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grubb hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mulehaus pinch hits for John Whitehead. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Shores now pitching. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Salters hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Rosenthal, who is chasing the ball. Bell reaches third base with a triple. Salters goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Browns. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. West hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bell scores. It's 6-2, Browns. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bottomley hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Hemsley bunts for an out with unknown description. West moves to second. Two outs. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bijma hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. West scores. It's 7-2, Browns. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 3 in the game. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bonura hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Krivic goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3 Browns. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Larry hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Soltis hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Grubb hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Tony Peet pinch hits for Bill Shores. Tony Peet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peet hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.